Cornish catches. Cornish head to Jones. Slam! Good!
He can do it.
McCall for a very long three. No good. Jones there for a slam dunk putback. McCall lobbed to Derek Jones. Slam! Nice. Dunk! 46-44. Rebels down two. That's called
a montage. A Derek Jones montage from a year ago. The former running Rebel, John Sandler, UNLV IMG Sports Network last year. We'll talk to D. Jones coming up in a minute. Really cool that he's going to be in the slam dunk contest on Saturday. In 10 minutes, we will get into hot routes and tell you why Bryce Harper was here in town this weekend and doing a photo shoot for the Golden Knights. All right, we head out here to the Finley Kia Hotline. As mentioned, Derek Jones joins us here on a Monday. Derek, thanks so much for a couple minutes today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. Really well. Let's go back. You heard some of the highlights there playing at UNLV a year ago. As we said on the show last year around this time, Derek, you got a totally raw deal from the NCAA while you were at UNLV. You spent a lot of the year in the D-League this year. The last couple of weeks, though, have been with the Suns. And now, of course, Saturday night in the slam dunk contest. What's life been like for you over the past year?
I like to say the whole thing with the NCAA, that was tough going through that. I mean, it's hard, man. It's hard being told that you can't play basketball with your brothers anymore, but I mean, it's life. Things happen. I mean, you just got to move on and look forward. You got to battle through adversity. And I mean, I feel as though that my life now is 10 times better than how it was.
Very cool. I saw today on social media, Derek, that the Magic recalled Steven Zimmerman. Do you stay in touch with your teammates from a year ago?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I talk to all of them, every single last one of them. They're like my brothers. I mean, we all created a bond that it's never going to go away. I mean, me and Tim, that was my roommate. We came into school together, and I mean, he's like my brother. I love the kid, and all, every single other player on the team. It's nothing but love, and we talk to each other, and we got a group chat with each other. We still talk to each other.
Nice. Have you had time to keep up with UNLV this year, or are you too busy?
Oh, no, I've seen a few games, but they're in a little slump right now, but I believe my team's going to stay on focus.
We're talking to Derek Jones, Jr. He is going to be in New Orleans this weekend for the Slam Dunk Contest, one of four participants this year. So regarding this event coming up, Derek, what was your initial reaction after hearing the league wanted to invite you to the dunk contest?
I was happy. I mean, just being invited to it, I mean, it's just a great honor. I mean, I always wanted to be in a slam dunk competition since I was a kid. I mean, growing up watching Vince Carter do it, I mean, Nate Robinson, Gerald Green, Dwight, I mean, it's just so many names just growing up watching it. It's just a great honor, and I'm blessed to be a part of it now.
What did you think of the contest last year? Because I thought what LaVine and Gordon did, I thought it was unbelievable.
Oh yeah, I mean, I seen everything they did last year, and it was great. I mean, just having Aaron Gordon coming back this year. I mean, Zach LaVine had suffered an injury. I mean, I pray for him and hoping he has a great recovery. And I mean, just being able to be in there with all the top talent, the top dunking players in the league. I mean, it's great to be in it.
Talking to Derek Jones, Jr., going to be in the Slam Dunk Contest in New Orleans coming up on Saturday, the former Running Rebel. How much extra time are you spending in the gym, if you are at all, coming up with the dunks for Saturday night?
I'm in there a little bit because, I mean, this is something you actually have to practice for. Mm-hmm. You have to go out there and be creative, and you can't just go out there and freestyle this. I mean, it's the NBA Dunk Contest. It's not like the dunk contest we had down at the Midnight Madness downtown in Vegas, but I mean, this one I have to practice for, and you got to be very creative for this one.
So, when you get ready for something like this, Derek, do you brainstorm dunk ideas with some of your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, I had a few of my teammates now. They've been throwing ideas out to me, and it's just a matter of me going out and actually trying it and actually doing it. And when I get it done, then and that's one thing that I have left in my arsenal.
Can you tease us with anything that we might see on Saturday night, something behind the scenes here that, you know, Rebel fans and fans of Derek Jones might be looking at on TV when you're in this thing?
It's kind of a secret, but, I mean, you know, everybody in Vegas know what I do, and they know how I am. So I'm pretty sure they have a little clue of a few things that I might do.
Okay, so as of right now, do you think you're set with your overall dunks that you're going to try to perform?
I think I'm set, but I mean, you never know, and you never know how many dunks I might need. I mean, there's two dunks per round, but like it was last year, you know. I mean, if I make it to the next round and it's me and somebody else, then you never know. We can just keep going back and forth until someone fails. I mean, that's just how it is.
Derek, you're such an incredible dunker, obviously, overall. But what's easier for you? Is it actually dunking in-game when it just comes, like, via an alley-oop or a putback or when you're on a fast break? Or is it easier to come up with your own dunks like this for a dunk contest?
I feel as though both is pretty easy, but probably the dunk contest, going into the dunk contest, because it's actually nobody in front of you. It's just you and the rim, so you just gotta, it's up to you. You just have to make the dunk.
You mentioned a couple of the previous dunkers, obviously, like Vince Carter. Who do you think is the best dunker of all time?
To me, honestly, I believe that it's Vince Carter. And it's my favorite dunker of all time.
That show that he put on in 2000 is still the best I've ever seen. How about you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's one of the best dunk contests I've seen in a long time.
Uh-huh. So a lot of stuff you think maybe behind the leg or behind the back, between the legs, that kind of stuff?
You never know. I might pull something crazy out of my hat.
Could you do a somersault dunk? Is that possible? I don't think that's ever been done before.
I never tried to do a backflip, but I mean, I feel as though I'm a little too tall for that. But if I try it, I might.
What's your vertical?
My vertical probably like a 47, 48 maybe.
47.
I'm trying to get that. Yeah. I'm trying to get that up to about like a 50 before this dunk contest. So.
How does one go about increasing their vertical by 2 inches in a week?
We up in Phoenix, we have a great training staff and a great strength condition coach. And I feel as though everything's going to be great. I'm in the weight room every day, getting my legs right, getting my arms right, getting my body right, and just eating right. Being in college, you didn't have like the nutrition right, and so I feel as though right now my body is in tip top shape for anything.
Very cool. Yeah, Gordon's gonna be tough to beat, isn't he?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody in the dunk contest is gonna be tough. There's a lot of competition in there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Very cool. Are you gonna be nervous, like in the hours going up to it, or is it gonna be like a nervous energy, or what do you think you're gonna be like?
I'm never nervous. It's just so much. I just gotta go out there and I just gotta perform and do what I do.
Very cool. Hey, thanks so much for the time today. We really appreciate that, and good luck coming up on Saturday night in New Orleans during the dunk contest. We're all gonna be rooting for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care. There you go, Derek Jones, former Running Rebel. He is on Twitter at @TheRealOneDJones. Vertical right now about 47. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it's a fluid thing. Like right now, it's about 47 or 48. But hopefully on Saturday, like I'll be able to jump 50 inches in the air.
Very confidently. It wasn't even like, yeah, maybe, but it was like, no, I could do that.
Uh huh.
Derek Jones always proving himself. You know, he always has to prove.
He's never nervous. Yeah. Well, that was really cool. Hope you enjoyed that. The former Runner Rebel today on the program, Mitch and Pritch on ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Obviously, keeps up with his brothers, as he was calling it. And Steven Zimmerman was recalled today by the Orlando Magic, as they put out on Twitter a little bit earlier today. So, yeah, group chatting with the guys. That's pretty cool to stay up, obviously, as you would anticipate. But, yeah, D. Jones, this slam dunk contest, that tells you, how about that? So he's been with the Suns again since January 30th, I believe. So he's gotten a few minutes here or there in the last couple of weeks, but for the most part, it's been all D-League for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so good at dunking that the NBA was like, yeah, we have to have him. And he is offshore, I saw last week. Aaron Gordon's the favorite, and if you saw Gordon last year in the contest, you know why. But Derek Jones, when I saw it, he was like 3-2.
that shows you that they know.
That's crazy.
And the NBA saw that early on in the season out of the D League that they were getting tons of social media retweets every time they posted a video from Airplane Mode, which is Derek Jones' nickname down there in the NBA DL. So it's not a surprise to see them just waiting for the moment to arrive to bring him up. And now he's getting a chance. I mean, it's so great to see him now getting a chance to perform because he's a very humble guy. He's not somebody that's going to go in and all flashy. This is just something that a little pet project he's been working on. And every time he dunks, it's always something different in a game.
Yeah.
I mean, putbacks, runaways.
Oh, some of the putbacks that he hit. Oh, just insane.
And he gets up. So, I mean, where most Olympic vertical jumpers hit about 50 to 60 inches, I mean, he's there. He has that kind of ability.
That's nuts. Yeah, so I was watching some of the mixtapes with him on YouTube today. I don't even know how to describe some of the stuff that he's done before. As if, you know, Rebel fans that have watched him before, going back to his high school days, you know what I'm talking about. Like, the 360s in the air, and he's taking the ball behind the back and between the legs. I don't even understand that. I can't wrap my head around it. It's so fast, and it just is, like, so natural to him. I think he's going to blow people away coming up on Saturday night. He will be, if you just Google his name right now, some stories that come up automatically attached to his name say the best dunker you've never heard of.
I
think on Saturday night, people are going to be like, Derek Jones, what?
And he'll be up there with like names like Nate Robinson after all this is done. That'll be cool.
Yeah,
maybe Vince Carter.
Yeah, 69187 Finley Kia text line. Up next, we're going to get into Hot Routes. Bryce Harper was in town for a special photo shoot. We'll tell you about that coming up next.